1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 21. Elijah demands of Ahab that there be a confrontation, a showdown in Israel. Decision time. He's not going to allow this dithering, this way Israel's going on, mixing up Baal and Asherah with the true God, combining in some way the covenant that God gave to Israel through Moses on Sinai, trying to combine that with the teachings and the practices of Baal, Asherah, and everybody else. Enough is enough. It's decision time. And he calls for a confrontation. And in verses 20 to 21, he calls for this verdict, this open, clear stand, one way or the other. Now, I have a problem. The problem is that I am in the UK, and if I think of the people I'm addressing in this discourse living in the UK or in the West, America and so on, most of the people who might be listening to me will say, well, of course, we don't go in for Baals now and Asherahs. We don't have totem poles. We don't have statues and that sort of thing. And I quite agree. We are far more sophisticated. But idolatry is deep in the heart of the natural man. We invent our gods. Have you never heard anybody say, well, I like to think of God like this, you know. Ah, do you? That's called idolatry. I like to think. There's no liking to think at all, my friend. God has revealed himself in nature, in creation, and in the Bible, and supremely in Jesus Christ. God has revealed himself through the prophets, through the apostles. But in these last days, he has spoken supremely through Christ, and then Christ through his apostles. In the Bible, the Word of God, there's no liking to think what God is like. God has shown us what he is like. God has shown us who he is. We have to submit. Oh yes, idolatry is in the West. And by the way, in my local post office where I used to live, the post office man there had a room, and in there was a shrine. And I've been to homes where there are statues and rosaries and I don't know what. Oh, of course there's idolatry in the West. Sophisticated it may be in many cases. And it's a muddle up to the world and the church. Let's come to believers. The evangelical world today is largely, in many cases, mixed up with the world, copying the world's methods. Some churches are more like fun clubs, sports arenas, Toys R Us, football clubs. They run their business. They sell on the street markets. What do I mean? They're selling Christ, they're selling religion, and they're doing it softly, softly. There's a muddling mixture of the world, paganism, business methods, global business, and Christ and the gospel, and it won't do, my friend. And as long as I have breath in my body, may I be like Elijah, not that I don't want to get too big for my boots, but may I call the churches, believers, to decision time, and of course the unbeliever too. And that's what Elijah is doing here. Now, this is the opening remark, 20 to 21. How long are you going to dither? How long are you going to stay in two camps? How long are you going to be undecided? Do you notice how blunt he is? How direct he is? How simple he is? How short he is? How few words? Look at the words, how short the words are. Look how he challenges. Look how he confronts. It's unequivocal. You can't miss what he's saying. If God is God, then serve him. Of course, if Baal is Baal, serve him. He's calling them to a decision. I'm calling you to a decision. Decision too. Which God is the living God? Which God can do it? Which God promises and performs? Who is God here? Make up your mind, my friend. If Baal is God, follow Baal. If the global business is God, follow global business. If the funfair is God, follow the funfair. If sex is God, follow sex. Because when you come to die, go to sex, go to money, go to global business. If that's your God, may your God carry you and work for you in the dying day, in the sorrowful day, when your conscience is hitting you. As for me, as Joshua said, you know what I'll say, the Lord, he is God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the triune God, one God. He is the true and living God. He promises salvation and he saves. Here is Elijah, if. He puts them on the spot. Now, go away and think about this. No. Now, pray about it. No. Now. If God be God, serve him. If Baal be God, serve Baal. Am I speaking to any unbeliever here? And you have been challenged before. Did your mother speak to you, my friend? Many years ago, perhaps. And yes, you felt the tug, and yes, perhaps I will decide. Yes, I think I will. And you still have not come to Christ. How long are you going to dither? The way to hell is paved with good intentions, they say. So it is. Have you had a friend speak to you? Oh, yes, you've been brought so near to the kingdom, nearer you could not be, almost persuaded. That friend has challenged you. You heard a preacher, you read a tract, you read a book. Maybe you heard me on a discourse. Oh, yes, I'll come, I feel the tug of it, I want to believe, yes. But you still have not come. You have dithered. You've procrastinated. You've dithered about there. You've meant to. Let me spell it out again once more then. This is what I read in my Bible. Repent, my friend. Trust Christ and be baptized, immersed, as a demonstration of it. Now, that's simple, isn't it? Turn from your sin. Trust Christ. Cry out to him. And then obey him and demonstrate that Christ is your Savior and Lord by being plunged in water, baptized, to show that you are Christ. Could that be simpler? Could that be plainer? Have I dithered there? Have I pulled punches? Is it difficult to understand? Repent, believe, and be baptized. Will you do it? Will you do it next week? No, now. Will you turn to Christ now? That's the issue. That's how Elijah preached. By God's grace, that's how I'll preach with you. May God bless this word. I arrest believers. Are you in churches where it's dithering about, muddling the world, mixing God's word with man's word, aping the world, worldly methods, worldly ends? Let's have done with it, my friend. Let's get back to Scripture. Let's get back to the principles of the ecclesia, the called out ones. Be ye separate, says the Lord, and come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. And God give us grace to stand for the Lord and his covenant. We're not in the old covenant now. It's not Sinai. It's Calvary. And it's Christ. But let us stand for God and his word and his gospel. And may God be praised by our stand for him. Yes, it is decision time for the unbeliever and the believer, for churches, for elders, for pastors, for teachers, whatever kind of the gospel, however they're teaching it. Decision time has come. Elijah calls Israel and Ahab to decision. And I'm trying to call you, my friend. May God bless this. Call for decision. And may the answer be, yes, I will come. I do come, Jesus. I do trust thee with my soul. May it be so now, for Christ's sake. Amen.